This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
On this episode of Brandon and Jesse's 8 Bits, we've got news about the PS Vita.
All geeks will have a date this Valentine's Day with Commander Shepard.
And you can create your heart out in Skyrim on Tuesday. Stay tuned. You're listening to Brandon and Jesse's 8 Bits. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me, as always, the man who always has to catch them all, Brandon Williams.
Again.
Oh, my head hurts.
take two!
I just had a psychotic episode because we got all the way through the podcast. We're in the last minutes, and the software crashed.
Yay!
So, hey, technology. At least we're extra fresh on everything we just talked about, right? Because that's
exactly
good. So you'll know exactly what I'm talking about right when I'm talking about it. I love it.
Yeah, I listen.
Yeah, you always do. Pay attention to me.
To me, it'll be all new.
All right. First thing we've got, again, is the PS Vita. You remember that console? It hasn't been in the news for a while, but it's
believe it was a hit single by Coldplay.
But a joke.
What's really funny is interesting, funny jokes that I came up with now are just going to seem like I'm sad repeating myself to you. But to all the people out there, they'll be like,
it'll still be funny.
Yeah.
I'll try not to draw too much attention to it. we'll do that one as a give me. Anyway, the PS Vita will be having its American release date. It's been available in Japan. It will have an American release date on February 22nd. Now, if you order the actual first edition bundle, if you pre-order that, and it is called the first edition bundle, so when you head into your GameStop or your game store, that's what you're asking for.
It's a very original name.
Isn't it, though? The first edition bundle, I believe, is actually coming out a little early. It will be a week before the actual release of the Vita itself. So, hey, you want to get in on the first edition bundle, pre-order that sucker and get it. The bundle includes a PS Vita 3G Wi-Fi version, a limited edition case, a 4GB PS Vita memory card, because Sony can't have anything that's not proprietary.
Oh, no. I love their phones. Do they use micro SD like everyone else? No. We use mini SD. Mm-hmm. How about, SD cards for your cameras? No. We're going to use Memory Stick Pro Duo, technology that no one else uses.
Yeah. SD card. Postage Sam. Memory Stick Duo? Stick of gum.
Yeah.
Come on. Although sticks of gum are tastier than postage stamps. So, I guess I got
Depends
on where you get your postage stamps. I got this guy down in the corner. His are pretty tasty.
It depends what kind of buzz you're looking for.
And then then Sasquatch walks up behind me and we go shopping. Anyway.
Ed Zachary.
The first edition bundle also comes along with an AT&T Data Connect Pass for a session of 250 megabytes and a PSN game. So you can use your 250 megabyte session to download the PSN game and you don't get anything else.
You probably won't even get that.
Probably not. Those games are actually pretty big, and with the Vita having a more graphics-oriented screen and processor, they're probably even larger than the original PSP games.
Yeah, this seems like a great combination of things so far.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. I can't wait. Now, on launch day, if you don't want to get it a week early, there will be a bundle that's available for $300. It'll be the launch day bundle, original names here. That is the...
Well, they don't want to confuse anyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway, the PS Vita will be coming in that package, of course. You're not going to not get the Vita, right? I mean, launch day bundle, Vita not included.
Yeah, I mean... The
battery sold separately.
The PSP Go was a huge hit, so I can see why they would be continuing this stuff.
We're just going to sell boxes. Just the box with some packing peanuts inside.
People will get it for some reason.
Oh, yeah. It's going to include a 3G Wi-Fi version of the PS Vita, an 8GB memory card, the AT&T Data Connect Pass, and the PlayStation Network game. This one is in limited quantities. They are not making a whole bunch of these. It is kind of like the gold bundle on the original Sony PSP that came with like the big like a 4 gigabyte memory stick duo and all kinds of stupid crap. I think that's the one I got. So I guess I shouldn't call it too stupid. But anyway, now if you haven't decided if you want to buy...
You just said you're the one that got it? I don't see why it wouldn't be called too stupid.
What?
I was just insulting you.
Oh.
Backhanded insult.
Oh. Pie smash. Nut tap. Bitch slap. You know, if I put that in the tags for the show, I'm sure we'll get a whole bunch of views.
Yeah, there we go. We'll just mention that on everyone.
Exactly.
Cheat our views.
We'll just find out what Tosh.0 is talking about.
Yeah.
And we'll just put that in every single one. Anyway, now, if you're not sure that you want a PS Vita because you haven't gotten your hands on one...
Flawless Segway.
Oh, yeah. You can go to your local GameStop and check it out. Some GameStops are getting demo units of the
Somebody's very proud of themselves.
I am insanely proud of myself. If I wasn't proud of myself, I'd probably throw myself out the window I'm sitting in front of after the hardware issues I've been having. Yeah. I got scissors right next to me. I'll do it.
I'll do it, I swear to God.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow in the knee.
So I took a scissors to the throat.
A scissors?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're called.
I love when people say that, though. That's how you say it, but I like that. Can you pass me a scissors? Anyway.
I could pass you a scissor.
A scissor? The PS Vita will be coming to GameStops for demo units. So they'll have some GameStops. Not all of them. Some of them, of course, I don't know. They might not do enough business, whatever. They'll have a demo unit in the store with a few different games on it. You can try it out, see how you like it.
Soon as the fat kid gets out of the way!
Yeah. Hey.
So, good luck, guys.
I'm a fat kid. Well, I'm a fat adult. I'm a cuddly adult.
I'm a fat adult.
Yeah, I'm a cuddly adult. Anyway, the games that are going to be playable on these demo units are Uncharted, Golden Abyss. I said it right this time. Little Deviants, Hot Shots Golf, World Invitational.
Hey, what's Little Deviants?
It's the Wii Sports of PS Vita.
Oh, okay.
A catch-all game with all kinds of arcadey fun. EA Sports, FIFA Soccer. Can't make fun of me now. Mod Nation Racing.
It's not the FIFA Soccer?
It's not the FIFA Soccer. It's the FIFA. Anyway, Mod Nation Racers Road Trip. Virtua Tennis 4 World Tour Edition.
Yes.
Because what'd you say before?
If there's anything more exciting than tennis, it's virtual tennis, a.k.a. Pong.
This is the Forced Edition. And it's a World Tour Edition.
World Tour Pong.
Woohoo. Escape Plan. And this one I'm actually kind of excited about because I like all of these games. Wipeout 2048.
Yes. Let's have a discussion about Wipeout, shall we? I liked Wipeout a little more back in the day whenever it was called Jet Moto.
Yeah, Jet Moto. Jet Moto sucks. Wipeout is better. And then you say...
Oh, yeah?
You're going to be a hipster and say that...
Oh, yeah. I liked F-Zero. I liked it when it was F-Zero. Hipster style.
Hipster style. Getting some horn rims right now. Now, if you are looking to trade in one of your other handheld consoles for your new PS Vita, GameStop will be offering an extra $25 worth of trade-in credit on Nintendo DS, 3DS, and a PSP. So if you got any of those and you're not going to be playing them after you get the Vita, go ahead and trade them in.
I mean, that's what the point of games are nowadays, right?
Exactly. Play, done, trade.
Exactly.
Unless you're EA, and then you use stupid freaking online codes to keep people from buying used freaking games.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it. I don't know why.
No, I don't think they do. I really don't think they do. Douchebags! Anyway, Mass Effect 3. I am waiting to get my massive in
That came out wrong.
Well, because it was almost I was good. My brain tried to make me say massive injection.
Your brain knows what your body wants.
One part of my brain wanted to say massive injection. The other one wanted to say massive effect. Then they went together, and I almost said massive infection.
But isn't that what it is?
Well, it kind of is. In your brain. Anyway.
Massive brain infection. You're really selling that game to me.
I can't wait. Your eyes will bleed. Your ears will turn
inside
out. You'll
die like Gwyneth Paltrow in the first 5 minutes of Contagion.
Contagion?
Oh, what'd I say?
Contagion?
No. That's the lesser known fifth musketeer. Contagion. Yeah. I'm Contagion.
You're not in this scene.
Oh.
Oh, man. I used to be a Contagion like you till I took a rapier in the eye. I'll rape your eye.
Listen, you better pronunciate.
Rapier. I said, you mean enunciate. See, now I'm correcting you.
Oh, yeah.
See, in order to make you the butt of all the jokes, all I have to do
just have to do it twice.
Exactly, because then I'm on my A game. Anyway.
The awkwardness in that?
Way off topic. Mass Effect 3. The demo has gotten a solid release date. And, it'll be coming out on all the big three. The PC, the Xbox, and the PS3. Now, here's the great things. This is this is fun. Of all the days that you could possibly release a single player demo for one of the most anticipated sequel of a sequel games of the year, what would be your chosen date?
I would choose the Epiphany. I just decided to go with the most obscure holiday I could think of.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you're wrong.
What? I am? No way.
Yeah, I can't imagine you being wrong with that answer. Yeah, however, EA has decided that... Not EA. What?
EA?
Yeah, I had a brain fart right there. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That was the sound of it releasing from my ears. Anyway,
you're just so angry with EA that you can't get them out of your head.
I think that might be it. I always get pissed off about the online passes. The demo will be releasing on Valentine's Day.
Yay, nerds!
Exactly. Sorry, dear. Mass Effect 3 single player demo just hit the web. We had dinner.
And unrelated news, the status update of people changing to single went crazy on Facebook today.
Exactly. That might happen. It might really have a mass exodus.
Yeah.
Now, when you play the single player version, you're going to get in trouble because it's on Valentine's Day. Come on, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Now, if you...
There's women that play.
Yeah,
there's women that want to look like the guy from Lost and bang.
Well, aliens. Actually, you can be a woman in Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can be either way. You know, yeah.
You can go either way.
I say door swings both ways. Now, the single-player demo, like I said, is available on Valentine's Day, February 14th. The trouble that you get in on February 14th for playing it, you will have 2 days to make up for that before the co-op demo comes out on February 17th.
Hell yeah.
Cram it in there. That's a bad phrase to put on that.
You heard it from Jesse Miller at 8 Days of Geek. This Valentine's Day, cram it in there.
Anyway.
How could that be misconstrued?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody could come up with something. It wouldn't take them long, but they came up with something.
You heard us, ladies and gentlemen. This year, on Valentine's Day, give them what they want. Cram it in there.
I lose all internal filtering around the second recording. Let's not do this ever again. You can access the co-op on the 14th, the same as the single player, if you own Battlefield 3 and its online pass. Anyway,
the good, because I hate people that play the games anyway. So,
well, you know, some people bought it. They did. It sold over 10 million copies. A few people have bought Battlefield 3.
Yeah, well,
Now you can get the like I said, the two game, the demos come out on the 14th and the 17th. The single player demo will be playable pretty much forever. The multiplayer, however, will be shut down on March 5th, which is the day before the North American debut of Mass Effect 3. So they don't, you know, they don't want you playing the multiplayer demo. They want you playing the multiplayer game. So get out there and buy it, you know? I mean, if you like the demo, I really, you know, I love the fact that some developers have so much faith in their games, they're willing to let you play a little bit of it before you even pay them a penny. That shows true dedication to your game.
PlayStation should take some... Or not PlayStation, I'm sorry. Nintendo. I don't know why I said PlayStation. Mm. Nintendo should look at that and try to maybe think about that for a little bit. Nintendo's lack of demos has always been annoying to me.
Yes, very much so. One thing that is kind of an extra blurb onto this is the fact that Xbox Live Gold will be coming along with the multiplayer demo. Now, I believe it is only for the demo, so you can't, you know, go play Call of Duty, because we all know how everybody loves that game.
Yeah.
You can't go play that, but you can play the multiplayer demo for free, even if you don't have a Gold account. Good stuff. All right, speaking of Call of Duty...
Flawless Segway.
Like I did that? I actually planned that one in there.
No way. It didn't seem like that at all.
No way. You didn't have your finger on that button. Now, Call of Duty, the Elite membership, they have certain perks. You pay, I believe it's $50 for a year of Elite. Call of Duty Elite gets you all kinds of good stats, tracking, all that kind of junk. It also gets you, not only, it pays for all your DLC, it also gets you 1 month's early access to it. So bear that in mind while we talk about this next story. And that is that the DLC, the first DLC pack for Call of Duty, which released recently on the Xbox 360, has a solid PS3 launch date. For all Call of Duty Elite members, February 28th is the day you can get your brand new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 DLC. Everyone else, you gotta wait a month. Congratulations. And... that, I believe, is about the day that the Xbox regular users should be getting their DLC. So you're about 2 months behind. Yeah. Should have gone Elite.
Oh.
Wah, wah. That's pretty much all there is to that story. It's coming out. You knew it was. If you don't have Elite yet and you're that kind of gamer, go ahead and get it. I know a guy who has Elite, and he really is happy with it. Of course, the only game he owns is Modern Warfare 3. So, that might tell you something. I don't know. You know, I used to play Modern Warfare 3 until I took an arrow in the knee.
Let me guess. Somebody stole your sweet roll.
Yes, they did. Hey, you look familiar. Don't I know you? Is that hair?
Is that fur coming out of your ears? You know what I realize I get a lot?
What?
God might become nervous. Matt approaches with his weapon drawn. I constantly forget to put my weapons up. So I'm like, oh yeah, that? Don't mind that.
Warning to everyone who talks to Brandon in public. He constantly walks around with his weapon out.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize my weapon was out.
And guards do become nervous.
Yes, they do. Now, of course, we are talking about Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
My penis. Wait, what?
These are not the hammer. The hammer talking is about my penis. The Skyrim, the creation kit is going to be released this coming Tuesday. The creation kit is... Basically a dev kit for Skyrim. Pretty much every Elder Scrolls has had one, where you can create mods for items, characters, entire maps, quests, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it really opens up the games to people who want to change things, and it's a nice compact package that allows you to do it. You can download it on Steam, like I said, starting next Tuesday. And this is only, of course, for PC users right now. There have been mumblings about it going to the consoles, but I wouldn't hold your breath. It's really probably not ever going to happen.
So, okay.
I told you not to.
You gave me permission.
Anyway, so next Tuesday, if you're a PC user and you want to mod your version of Skyrim, go ahead and go to Steam and download the creation kit. See what you can fiddle with. I'm going to get it on day one because, I mean, it's just, I remember doing it in Oblivion, and I mean, I created a ring that turned me into a level 3 vampire as soon as I put it on. So I just, you know, kick butt and take names all night, take the ring off when the sun came up, and be a normal human being.
It was called Dracula's Cock Ring.
I love it. That's a lot better than the name I actually gave it, which I can't even remember, to tell you the truth.
That's the way men like their vampires, with widow's peaks and capes and big collars.
Yes. I want to suck your blood.
Now that's a man's vampire.
No sparkles here, damn it. Now, the creator, Bethesda, has actually said that, and I quote, "For our Skyrim PC fans, the creation kit is on track for release on Tuesday, and we will also have a special surprise with it."
Oh.
Could this be DLC?
There's got to be DLC coming out soon for the Xbox version, you know?
Man, I hope so. I mean, now see, they actually did say previously while when the game first came out that the DLC will be coming and it will be, quote, beefy. So,
well, see, actually, if you've looked up, a lot of developers were talking about the fact that in the game, you can do cheats and stuff to get here and there, but there's one of the flying cheats lets you see really far, and when you look really far, you see that the maps are made for all of the older stuff, like all the Oblivion realms, it's all made there. So it's there. It just, you can't get to it yet. So what? A lot of people are hinting that what's going to happen is you're going to just get the entry into the older realms.
God, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Man, if you...
Did you just ejaculate thinking about it?
No, I didn't, because I'm a level 3 vampire wearing Dracula's cock ring.
Oh, well, yeah. That would restrict the ejaculation process.
Watch out when I take
By
it
the way,
off in the morning.
By the way, did you know that this podcast is no longer...
no longer edited.
No longer every Fireball. Age or whatever you call it, all ages.
Yeah, go figure.
It's not E for everyone, that's for sure.
No, and it's not on the ratings either. I've already changed that, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, the day I told you you could curse on the podcast was the day I changed the rating. I didn't even wait for you to do it. I'm like, he's going to do it.
Well, I'm going to do it. I did it when you said I couldn't. So
pretty much, yeah. So now you don't have to worry about it.
Fuck right.
And see, I love it. I don't even have to write that down. I don't give a crap. I still try to, you know, censor myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. So do I. That's the first time I cussed in a long time.
Yeah, ever since Nam.
Ever since Nam.
Those are bad days.
Just like Pootie Tang.
Simasinatipitay. Now, I cussed a lot right before I started this recording.
Yeah, you did.
Was that the most you've ever heard me cuss?
Possibly.
I was pretty pissed off. I still am a little bit pissed off. Even at the end of this, I'm still a little irked. Now, let me ask you this. If we do get access to the other maps, like we might possibly, you know, through Scuttlebutt, what kind of character would you be walking into Oblivion with, into Cyrodiil?
Well, I mean, the guy that I am now?
Yeah, what's your character? What's your...
Oh, I'm a Nord.
Yeah, what's your kit? Last time we were on this podcast, we actually talked about what our characters were, but back then we were just little guys. So what's your kit now?
I know through certain things that Jesse is ridiculous with his game, and I wear all Daedric armor and I have everything. Basically, nice. it's all boosted to increase my one hand weapons because that's what I use.
That you use your one hand weapon a lot?
Exactly.
You have it hanging out for the guards.
I said one hand weapon, not my two hand weapon.
Oh, nice. Nice. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so yeah. That's a penis joke. But yeah, the damage I do with one hand weapon is insane because everything has got a plus 40% to it, and then on the fact that I have an incredibly strong weapon starting. So
that is things you can't unhear. I can't get it out of my head now.
But I'm playing as a good guy. I'm playing, you know, I try to do things good with the Nord character. But I am planning on turning into making a dark elf, like, magic user / thief whenever it gets a little closer to, you know, whatever. Like, whenever I basically finish the first playthrough, I guess. I know what my next character is going to be.
Nice. My character is – we talked about the actual character. My new kit that I've been using, I'm a level 81. I play a little too much, I think. I think that's probably a problem, and I need to get that checked out. Anyway, I'm a level 81.
If you play with it that much, you'll go blind.
Yeah. My hands are furry. It's like Sasquatch hands.
Yeah, well – this is getting gross.
A little. It's getting into the uncomfortable zone. Yeah, a little bit. Anyway.
It's been there for a while, actually.
Yeah. I don't get uncomfortable very easily, so I think I'm okay. Anyway, like I said, my character's level 81. Uses a little bit of magic. Not a whole bunch. You know, if I don't have a weapon, that's the easiest thing for me to do is flick out a ice spear and, you know, shove it through somebody's eyeball. I use a Daedric bow that's legendary, a Daedric sword that's legendary, and a Daedric dagger that is legendary. All three of them are enchanted with fire that allows me to do 31 fire damage plus the weapon's damage. I use either ebony or Daedric arrows, which means that when I shoot someone, typically they catch on fire and fly down the hallway, which is pretty fun to watch. My armor is the Nightingale armor that you get for completing the Thieves Guild quests and becoming a Nightingale. It is pretty badass looking. I mean, you look up a picture of Nightingale armor. I would wear that grocery shopping. I really would.
It is pretty cool armor.
Yeah. So, all right. On that note, Brandon, what are you playing right now?
Oh, other than playing, you know, still playing Skyrim, of course. I'm actually playing Pokemon Black. Replaying, I should say. I beat the game once, and what I did was I went back through, and at the end of that game, I decided what Pokemon in the game I really, really liked and I'd really like to work with, and I put together a team and bred Pokemon until I got the perfect team of what I want, you know, where they all have the right bonuses and they have the right, you know, pluses and minuses that I was looking for. And I made a team of six and basically put them together and created my super Pokemon team. So right now I'm replaying it with that team and it's really fun. And I'm using like let's see what else. I got a Golurk. I love that guy. I think he's one of the coolest new Pokemon that was being created. I'm using a Larvesta. I'm using a Dino. I'm using a, to start, I started with the water guy, Oshawott. And he's not very good, but what is good about him is that you can learn all the HM stuff. So he's that HM whore. And people that play Pokemon know what I'm talking about. And I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Oh, I'm using one of my – a really cool character, like Pokemon that was created, Ferroseed. It's super slow, right? It's like the slowest Pokemon ever. But it can learn this thing called Gyro Ball, which is stronger the slower you are. So basically – I have a Macho Brace on him, which increases his attack but lowers his speed as he grows. So he's just really, really slow but really, really strong.
Kind of like Darth Vader in Jedi.
The first, yeah. True, yes.
I mean, he was slow. You couldn't run. But, I mean, when does Vader need to run?
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, he can crush your skull with his mind.
On that note, what are you playing?
I am actually playing Battlefield 3. I know. You don't like it, and I'm okay with that. I just finished the campaign. It is actually very good for a shoot-em-up campaign. I think Battlefield 3's campaign was a little bit more enthralling than Modern Warfare 3's, which is saying something, because I liked all the Modern Warfare games tying together, and Battlefield 3 being a story all its own is still, I think, a little bit better.
So what you're telling me is there's actually a story
to the campaign, yeah. It's actually not a bad story. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's your average, oh, bad terrorists, good marine, you know, marine go after terrorists, marine smash terrorists, yay, good ending, wee. But still, I mean, it is a pretty interesting story.
Just like Pootie Tang.
Semisai and the Tippy Tay. Everything is just like Pootie Tay.
Yeah.
Pootie Tang. We are in a Pootie Tang party. And Pootie Tang parties are so exclusive, they don't even let air in here. Air is waiting outside in the line going, hey, man, let me in. I'm air. No,
you
I
guys
can't.
Need me in there. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Wow. You've watched. Okay. I see. You reckon you know the actual lines. I don't even know the lines. You might have seen Pootie Tang a few more times than I have. Anyway, that's the episode for tonight.
I'm a connoisseur.
Of Pootie Tang?
Yeah, Pootie Tang.
Brandon, you want to tell these people where they can get more Pootie Tang news from you?
Well, of course you. Oh yeah. I'm always Pootie Tanging it up on Twitter at Brando Supreme. I'm going to lose followers for that.
Probably. Anyway,
and whenever I'm not on Twitter, you can always reach me. I'm at Brandon at 8daysgeek.com. And, yeah, I'm pretty good at answering my email. I think I've answered almost everybody that sent me an email ever. I may have messed up every once in a while. But, hey, you know what? Everyone makes mistakes.
You're only Nord.
I just make less than most people.
Oh, all right,
and other than that, yeah.
Other than that,
follow
yeah.
me on Twitter. Follow me there. And you can catch me on all the other podcasts and on the site, writing all over the place.
Alrighty, and you can catch me on my email, jesse@8daysgeek.com. I'm on Twitter, @PenOfDoom. You can go to my about.me page. That's about.me/Jesse Miller.
You have an about.me page?
I do. I have a page. Anyway, you know, I just realized on the graphic for our podcast, I have brown glasses. I've never had brown glasses. But then again, I guess if you put black glasses, it would look like a raccoon. Anyway, it's getting late and my mind is wandering. So, yeah, about.me, Twitter, email. You know, if you go to about.me, really, that has everything you could possibly want to know about me. And
and some things you don't.
Imagine, it's called about.me, and it's everything you want to know about me. Anyway.
What?
I know. What? If you'd like to send us a text message, this is to the podcast itself, or leave us a voicemail that maybe we can play on the podcast and get you all famous-like, you can call 754-273-6397.
Hold on. What?
I had an arrow in the knee. Let me repeat that.
I had fur coming out of my ears.
That number is 754-273-6397.
Ah.
On a related note, I still have not memorized that phone number and am reading it off of a business card.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'll ever be able to. God. Every time I try, I'm like, okay, I think I got this. I'm like, 7, shit!
Then your brain starts to bleed. I know the last part is news, and the first part is a Hollywood area code. That's all I know. Anyway, join us next week, guys, for more hilarity that is sure to ensue, or next week. I'm so stuck on the error code 8 schedule. Hey, yeah, by the way, check out error code 8. It's our tech-only podcast that happens every single week. Join us next month for our next edition of Brandon and Jesse's 8-Bits. Brandon, you want to say goodbye to the good people?
Some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them. See, I don't want to say goodbye to any of them, because I love them all so much.
Well, except for you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. That guy sucks. He's a douche.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Start.